Shabbat Shalom. I'm often asked when I knew that I wanted to become a rabbi. Looking back on my journey, I'd say it was probably sometime in eighth grade, just around my bat mitzvah. I was hooked on Judaism by that time and wanted to lead anything I was allowed to lead for that celebration, which was not very much because it was a long time ago and women couldn't do that. But everyone told me you're going to be a rabbi, which was weird because in Detroit, women were not rabbis at that time. But what 13-year-old really wants to do what everyone tells them to do? I may have enjoyed studying for my bat mitzvah, but it wasn't cool to love Hebrew school or Judaism. And I found myself torn between wanting to act with a passion for Judaism and trying to fit in with a too cool for school attitude of my peers. Things still haven't changed. We still have that happening with all the B'nai Mitzvah we work with today. Now, I'll be the first to admit that Jewish studies often aren't a priority with adolescents. Even as adults, we sometimes find ourselves at a crossroads, caught between the shallow space between fulfilling an obligation, reluctantly, but with purpose, and fulfilling an obligation with emptiness, simply out of habit. Either way, we're left with the question, how do we make our Judaism meaningful? This week in Parshat Bechukotai, the Israelite nation is receiving the final laws in the book of Vayikra, which details specifically how we should treat one another in various situations, how we should connect with God. The Israelites have only been out of Egypt for a short period of time, and during this very short taste of freedom, they're in their stubborn and rebellious teenage years. You could say they're about to become bar mitzvah. God, as the dutiful parent, tries every which way to implore the Israelites to keep the mitzvot. God tries to use love and logic in giving consequences that fit the actions, as we saw in Parshat Yitro. God tries the anger tactic, as exhibited when the Israelites built the golden calf and then had to drink it. Now, God brings on the threats. God makes it clear to the Israelites in chapter 26, verse 21, that if you remain hostile toward me and refuse to obey me, I'll go on smiting you sevenfold for your sins. It's that, fine, keep doing it, see what happens, technique. The word God uses for hostility in this verse is keri, a word that doesn't appear anywhere else in this form anywhere else in the Torah. In order to know what keri really means, we have to understand this so-called hostile behavior that the Israelites were exhibiting. One interpretation is that the Israelites are acting like teenagers might. God has brought them this far, but they want to continue to test the limits. So they do the opposite of what they're told to do to establish their autonomy. The commentators Rashi and Ibn Ezra understand the word keri to come from the word mikre, or chance, happening. They describe the Israelites' behavior as only observing God's ways when it's convenient for them. Actions are easy when they bring great reward to you and your family. But when you can't see the immediate consequences or results, or when you don't trust that something good will eventually happen along the way, it's more difficult to hold up the rules. This verse seems to imply then that the Israelites are acting not out of love or spiritual connection, but rather out of a place of cold, disconnected obligation. God has given the Israelites a life of promise, and they continue to act out of pure self-interest, out of love for one another. God, not relevant, not there. They don't love anyone else. And it appears as though God has reached God's breaking point. True, we might not love everything we're obligated to do, but the assumption that nothing is worth doing unless there is personal gain involved just creates resentment and hostility. In our Parsha this week, God is asking us to think about our motives. If we continue to act out of our own selfish needs, then hostility and emptiness will reign over us. If we can move beyond the wall of mikre, of chance, and find meaning and passion in our daily tasks, if we can push ourselves past acting out of spite or the need to establish autonomy, then we might be surprised by the learning and love and joy that can come forth. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom.